I'm Vinny Eastwood from the VinnyEastwoodShow.com, and this is the lovely Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com, and together we are the makers and creators of RealGorillaMedia.com, not to be confused with any imitators, because there are no imitations of the Real Gorilla Media. And today, Suzanne, I'm going to be going to a protest outside Justice Winkleman's house. She, Justice Helen Winkleman, is famed for the Uruwera terror raids. Now, let me explain. Back in 2008, there were these big quote-unquote terror raids where they blocked off towns, they arrested hundreds of activists around the country, black uniforms, Bushmaster assault rifles, pulling over everybody on the side of the road, going in and out of small towns around New Zealand, having entire towns under surveillance, thousands of cameras and microphones implanted, and so on and so forth. And as a result, they arrested 8 people called in the Uruwera Ranges, which is traditionally a place that has much resistance to the colonial government, and indeed they were the only region of the country that would not bow to British rule at the time. They would not sign treaties, they would not supply taxes, and so on and so forth. So naturally, the government comes down on them real heavy with a bunch of machine guns. And what happened was, those people wanted a jury trial, because what happened to them was illegal. Justice Winkleman ruled that 7 out of the 9 warrants issued were unlawful, and then illegally sealed that judgment so that it could not be reported on. And that's a crime. And guess what? My good friend, Vince Seymour from KiwisFirst.com, who's a noted, let me rephrase, the noted court watchdog in this country, reported that judgment. As a result of reporting a crime, he is going to be sent to prison without being told what his crime was. This will be his 4th time going to prison for telling the truth and demanding justice of the justice.
You know, that is incredible.
I mean, we live in Idi Amin's back door here, pretty much in terms of the way this country is run. Most of the judges are related by blood. There was a piece of legislation that was released not too long ago, demanding for the pecuniary interest, that's all the financial interest, of New Zealand judges to be disclosed so that they could be recused if a case ever came ahead of them in which they had a financial interest, hence a conflict of interest. And for the first time in the world's history, every single High Court judge in the entire country suddenly agreed on something and signed this massive document saying that they don't want this legislation passed. I wonder why!
Now, that is just absolutely incredible.
According to Vince Seymour, New Zealand's court system is the most corrupt in the world. All right? The most corrupt in the world. I will say that one more time so it sinks in. The New Zealand court system is the most corrupt in the world. Here's why. They all know each other, all the judges. If you go and get a summary judgment that's illegal in the United States, you can get an appeal, and that judge who's governing over your appeal probably isn't best buddies with the judge that gave you the other judgment, because there's many, many people, and it's a large country, large area, many different courts, many different judges. In New Zealand, it's all in the family. I think there's about 168 court justices, and something like 120 of them are first cousins. You try getting justice in this country if you're exposing corruption. You can't. You. What happens is what happened to Vince Seymour, and what is happening to Vince Seymour, and he's turning himself in today. When you look at people like him, and there are many examples much like him, you know, whistleblowers like Snowden and so on and so forth, Assange. Think what you will of these people, and some people call them shills or disinformation agents. But the fact of the matter is, they're fighting for justice. They're fighting for transparency. Without transparency, there is no justice. And to be punished just for doing that is, in my opinion, one of the most heinous crimes that you could ever commit. subverting the course of justice. And I believe that justice in itself is an artificial state created by man. You look at nature, nature is not just. If you are a small little deer and you're running away from a large mountain lion, there's no court to protect you. There's nobody to charge the mountain lion with murder. You just get killed, you get your throat ripped out. In nature, there is no justice. And man, in an effort to detach ourselves from being animals, have created a system whereby people can get justice. And it's artificial. And so, here I am, using a artificial device called a microphone, to expose this type of corruption, to create an artificial justice that naturally doesn't happen with a corrupt court system. All right, I'm done ranting.
No, absolutely. That's what we're all doing. That's what this whole thing is about. That's what this whole movement is about. Because there are things going on that don't get talked about, that don't end up even in the mainstream news, and sometimes not in even in the alternative news. Some local stories are going on all across the country in the United States, and nobody hears about it unless you're in that area. And these things need to be exposed because bad things are happening, not just on the national or international level, but on the local level. And every bit of corruption needs to be exposed because otherwise it's just going to keep going on. The first time you do something wrong is the hardest, but the second time is a lot easier if you got away with it the first time.
I do feel that I actually feel really emotional right now because, you know, Vincent was my friend. I've known him for years, and he supported me in doing what I'm doing. And when your friends go to jail for no good reason, I mean, it's like being stabbed in the heart.
Well, absolutely. And that's the other thing, we all have to stick together. You know, we all agree that there are common enemies. I don't care what your ideology is or where your background came from or what you believe about whoever it is. What you mentioned, Assange and Snowden. At this level that we're discussing now, that doesn't matter because we need people to stand up for our rights. And whoever is standing up, they need to be supported by everyone else. We can sort out the details later, but right now we have a huge problem that is not going to be solved by division.
I do think so, and I've got this this air of responsibility that I sort of picked up over the holiday that I had about a week ago. I came off holiday, and I watched this film called The Insider. Have you ever seen this film, Suzanne?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
When was the last time you saw it? If it hasn't been recently, I recommend, you know, watch it again with truther eyes, and watch it again as a radio show host. Watch it again as somebody who writes articles, as you do, somebody who supports those who sacrifice themselves for the greater good of man. And the story of it is a whistleblower from the tobacco industry winds up getting harassed and so on and so forth. And the character played by Al Pacino works for 60 Minutes, and he's a producer, and he's trying to help this guy. He's trying to fight for him. He's trying to get him on air. He's trying to fight every single piece of trash that works at 60 Minutes and works at CBS who are too afraid of the tobacco companies to actually get the word out because they're afraid of these financial implications, essentially. They think that money is worth more than the truth. And it occurred to me, holy cow, I'm frickin' Pacino. And... and...
I'm sorry.
No, that's good. Keep laughing.
Meet my little friend!
No, say hello to my little friend. It's hey, in fact, I have a 100-watt megaphone that I'm taking to this protest specifically so we can bullhorn and possibly. I would love to break the windows with sound. You know, that would be like in Dune. of this judge. But anyway, getting back to Pacino, I cried many times during that film because it occurred to me how much I identified with the character who is on holiday and then still on the phone, still fighting for this stuff, enraged at how this guy's being treated and how even the people he thought were his friends were leaving him in the dust, you know? And I suddenly realized that his job as a 60 Minutes producer is to find these people who have incredible information, to find these people who might be willing to speak out, to tell things that the public needs to know. And as a result of this profound realization that I am that character, the air of responsibility swirled around me, and I cut together three full-length documentaries in 3 days. I didn't get very much sleep at all. It was like going to sleep at like 7 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, midday, and then getting up again and doing it all over again. And the reason I was able to cut together three documentaries in 3 days is not necessarily just because I'm so much better than everybody else. It's because I actually cared. You know? Like, this is our responsibility now, Suzanne. We have to help these people who need our help. They don't have their own radio shows. They don't have their own publishing platforms. And I believe it's our responsibility to give that to them. Because they spend all their time researching, being harassed, financially mismanaged, going to jail for us at the end of the day. And if I have to lose a few nights' sleep so that their story can be told, so be it. It's a very, very tiny sacrifice considering its implications.
Absolutely. 100%, absolutely. That's what we all should be doing. If you have, that's why we keep saying, you know, you said this a lot, start a blog, start a radio show. The internet, you can go on Spreaker or Blog Talk, it doesn't matter. Start talking about it. Send out flyers, you know. Do whatever it takes. Knock on doors. Go to protests. Find these people and support them. If you know that there's a foreclosure happening, get a bunch of people to have a sit-in on their lawn. It doesn't have to be some grandiose organization. It just has to be a group of people that care and come out and help somebody who's being defrauded out of the things that they deserve, that they've worked hard for. And everybody has, supposedly, everyone has the right to have. And these things are ours. They are not theirs. And we need to make sure that we are able to speak about them. First Amendment rights are extremely important. It's very important. People take for granted that the mainstream media is lying to them and the alternative media is telling the truth. We need to stop taking that for granted. We need to keep talking. Everyone needs to talk. Everyone has a voice. Everyone can speak. If you can't speak, you can write, you know, sign language. Say something. Do something. Because otherwise, this is all going down. And we're already watching it. The toilet's been flushed, folks. And so we're watching this thing go down. If you don't want to get sucked into the whirling dervish, then my God, start doing something. And help somebody who can't help themselves do something.
And then when you can't help yourself, somebody will help you. Guaranteed. First they came for the communists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then they came for the trained unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. It's come out of Nazi Germany, folks, of which we are reliving that nightmare. And if we want to keep people awake, so that this nightmare doesn't threaten to envelop their entire existence, our entire existence, in horrific tyranny, you must do something, preferably at all times, Do you feel the motivation? Just think about this for a moment. What's your fracking motivation? Do you feel like you're about to be killed by a jackbooted thug raiding your house, stealing your kids, taking them away to be raped and sacrificed by a bunch of satanic pedophiles who run the system? Do you feel like that? I'd understand that most of you wouldn't, because it's not a real threat. You don't see those jackbooted thugs on your door yet. But they're coming. And they are coming ever closer. And the more you fight now, the further away they can be pushed. Maybe even be stopped altogether. The information, that is what is powerful now. The information is what is important now. The information, that's what needs to be spread. Because the only reason why this entire system has destroyed us as it has is because people are uninformed. They're unaware that it's even going on at all. And it's your responsibility as somebody who knows the truth to speak the truth, specifically speaking truth to power, as NWA would say. If you don't, then you bear responsibility, in my opinion, for the bad way that things are going. And I think about this. Can you live with yourself knowing that people are dying every day and you're doing nothing about it? Can you live with yourself? I couldn't. That's why I have to do something every day in order to expose some scumbaggery. It's just that important, isn't it?
To put it in perspective, you know, I was having this conversation earlier this week on an interview, and we were talking about the war on poverty. And I said, this is what's going on. When they say war on poverty, you and I think, okay, let's figure out a way to stop the poverty. Let's get them blankets. Let's get them jobs. Let's get them food. Let's get them whatever they need so they can get on their feet and get back into the workforce and get their lives straight. Let's get them energy. Let's get them roads, and let's get them cars so that they can drive. Let's help the economy in their country. When they say war on poverty, they send Bill Gates over to Pakistan to inoculate 10,000 Pakistani children who end up dying from a polio vaccine, from non-polio paralysis, and they say there's less people in poverty. That's what we're dealing with.
I think Bill Gates.
You gotta think about that.
I think Bill Gates needs to be inoculated the frack out.
I absolutely agree. Every time I see his wife talking about family planning and how great it is to sterilize people, I just you know let's just I'm not gonna say it on air, but that's what we are dealing with. They want to get rid of the people who are causing the problem for them. So they don't want a war on poverty. They want to get rid of the impoverished that they created. They created the situation that caused that country to be impoverished in the first place. And now they're getting rid of those people, killing them at thousands of people a day.
There's no let up, is it? And it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. And it's because people, again, back to this point of responsibility. I believe the safety of the human race is my personal responsibility. Okay? If anybody else doesn't think so, then that's the reason why we're all being exterminated. Slowly but surely. You got your chemtrails, you got your radiation, you got your vaccines, you got your sterilization. You got your jackboot thugs. You got your pepper spray. You got your tasers and mace sprayed in your face. Everything is going wrong. And we are all to blame because we are doing nothing. Okay? And this isn't trying to guilt trip everybody. This is trying to wake you up out of your slumber. Some of you listening may have been listening to this kind of information for decades, and every single time you go out and you tell somebody about this kind of thing, they call you crazy, they call you a conspiracy theorist, they call you a nut job. I'll tell you what, just say one thing and then walk away. It takes approximately 7 times for somebody to hear the same thing before it starts to sink in. So if you see a mother playing with a cell phone giving it to her infant to teeth on or something of that nature, go up and say something. Even if they reject you or anything like that, just say it and then walk away. If you see somebody drinking water, ask them, did they know that fluoride is a corrosive poison that eats through glass, that eats through concrete, and yet somehow they tell you that it's good for your frickin' teeth? Are you freaking retarded? That's not true that fluoride is good for your teeth. It's not true that cell phones are safe. And if you do not speak that truth, just play your part. Just play your part. Who knows? You might be the 7th person that person has heard this kind of information from. You might be the very trigger that woke them up. Even if you're the first person and you get a violent reaction out of these people, at least you're playing your part. And hopefully 6 other people will play theirs and you will wake up somebody. I'm sick to death, Suzanne, of hearing people who have become jaded with trying to wake people up. It's because they're so foolish as to think that they, by themselves, can wake a person up. It's a team effort. Get on the team. Stop thinking about yourself as the most powerful or most influential person out there. You're not. You're only one part of the puzzle, one strand in the tapestry. And together we can create a tapestry that has a image of freedom, of love, of respect, of justice, of honor. And we can change this world. We can save this world if only we take responsibility for it.
Hey, Vinny, Suzanne, it's coming up on that time. You know, we should probably spend at least the next minute or so that we've got left doing that blatant self-promotion thing. I mean, you've probably intrigued a lot of people. They're going to want to know where to go to find more. So please do make sure we know your websites, wherever people might be able to go to find more about your material.
Do you want to go first, Suzanne?
Sure. OccupyCorporatism.com is my website. It's a news website. I post 6 days a week. All of the information that we've been discussing is readily available with source links, so you can actually read the documents on my website. I'm also a radio host on American Freedom Radio, as well as Vinny. Region 10 report on Thursdays, 1 to 3 Pacific time or 3 to 5 Central time, and I would love to see you there.
And I'm Vinny Eastwood. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. And Eastwood as in, go ahead, make my news. You can find me at the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. That's the radio show there, as well as AmericanFreedomRadio.com, where you've got free archives that are available for download. It's a listener financial supported show, so if you are capable of donating to me or subscribing for $5 a month, just visit the homepage at the VinnyEastwoodShow.com. There is a bank account there, preferably, or if you want to give PayPal some money, there are also PayPal buttons there as well. Furthermore, I have the most popular news YouTube channel in New Zealand, more popular than the mainstream media. So please go to Mr. News Guerrilla Media. That's the YouTube username, or you can just go to YouTube, search Vinny Eastwood, and subscribe to that channel, because there are videos going up all the time. Yesterday I released 12 videos. That's more than the Alex Jones channels, folks. I'm working hard.
We've used every second I could give you. Got to take us out with a little music, and here we go.
Better than getting taken out with a bullet.